Well, hello again. It is myself, Miles McKee, with the Gospel Truth radio broadcast. Hey, Jesus hasn't come back yet, but he could come back today. He could come back tomorrow. I hope you are ready. But listen, this week I'm going to tell you, or I am trying to tell you, about the peace of God, which we find talked about in Romans chapter 5 and verse 1, where it says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. Now, the peace which has been talked about is the peace which has been obtained at the cross, by the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's talking about a freedom from hostilities, or a cessation of hostilities between ourselves and God. And every single person born into this world has been at war with God. Maybe you still are. If you're not saved, you're still at war with God. You say, I'm not at war with God, I go to church. You can go to church and be at war with God. Look, there's got to be a cessation of hostilities. And Christ has gone to the cross and died. Died for sinners. And brought the hostilities to an end between the individual and his creator. I mean, how's that work? Well, look, the first thing is, I've got to say this, you've got to realize that there has been a war existing between man and God, and there's a wrong relationship between man and God. And so this is the truth. And it's like saying, if you say, there's no problem exists between man and God, that's like saying there's no problems, there's no warfare in the Middle East. I mean, you're being silly. Look, God is the creator and the ruler, and his creation, the people of his creation, have rebelled and refused to be subject to him. Men are sinners. You, sir, if you are not saved, you're a rebel against God. Now, I know that's not nice. I know. You're not supposed to say things like that, not to make you feel bad, not to make you feel any worse. Hey, listen to me. The truth is, unless you know that you're a sinner, unless you know that you're lost, you can't be saved. And so, there's a war between God and man. Romans 8 and 78 expresses the situation with finality. It says, because the carnal mind is enmity, that's an enemy of God, enmity against God. It cannot be subject to the law of God, neither indeed can it be. So then they that are in the flesh, unsaved, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. There's a war, my friend, an enmity against God. So what can happen then? What's the answer? Well, the answer has to be peace. A peace which has to be imposed upon the defeated by the conqueror. Or a peace accepted by the defeated through surrender. And you know, there's a big difference between an imposed peace and an accepted peace. The end of World War II peace treaty is signed by the Allies on the battleship Missouri. The Japanese accepted it because they had been conquered. And we are called to accept the conquering which Christ has done at the cross, and see that he died for us, and accept that by faith, and receive the peace which has been accomplished. And that's the gospel truth.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming of The Gospel Truth with Miles McKee. We love hearing from you. Our address is P.O. Box 541, Kingston Springs, Tennessee 37082. Our website is www.milesmckee.com. Until next time, goodbye and God bless you. Or as we say in Ireland, slán agus beannacht libh.